This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. When you think of braces, I think it's fair to say that some of the images that come to mind might include angsty teenagers, acne, maybe some bad haircuts. But the thing is, more and more adults are the ones getting braces. According to a trade group survey, the number of adults in this country getting orthodontic treatment has shot up by 43% over the last decade. Laura Benshoff reports.
Philadelphia mom Sophie Young has this cautionary tale for anyone with a retainer collecting dust somewhere.
After not wearing retainers for about 30 years, I couldn't close my mouth. What? So when I closed my mouth like this, you saw my tooth sticking out.
She had braces in her early teens, but over time, her front tooth started poking out again. So a couple of years ago, when her kids got to the age where they needed braces, she figured, why not fix it again?
Are you wearing a retainer now?
On and off. Hopefully my children have better discipline. And my husband's coming back to get his bottom teeth straightened out again, too.
Nearly a third of patients getting orthodontic treatment in the U.S. and Canada are now adults, according to a member survey by the American Association of Orthodontists. Some practices even see a majority of adult clients, like Greco Orthodontics in Philadelphia. There are private rooms, dad rock on the speakers, understated decor. Today, Dr. Peter Greco is leaning over a patient named Liz Mack, who's on her back in the chair. He tells her he wants to adjust some of her teeth, but not others.
Sort of like an orchestra playing. You want the trumpets to play only at the right time, you know, and not when the trombones are playing, that kind of thing.
Right.
Greco says he's seeing more patients who want younger-looking smiles.
I think part of that has to do with the fact that baby boomers are aging and they don't like to age.
His daughter and fellow orthodontist, Dr. Alexandra Greco, says it's not just boomers.
The younger adults definitely have increased a lot. I think with social media, a lot of people are looking at themselves. And with the pandemic, Zoom was a huge boom for us.
Aesthetics are the leading reason adults get braces, according to a couple of recent surveys. But Dr. Dale Ann Featheringham, trustee at the American Association of Orthodontists, says there are also functional reasons for getting braces later in life.
A bad bite that's causing them to wear their teeth down in certain places, and then teeth that are really crowded and hard to clean.
For image-conscious adults, clear aligners have also changed the game. Those are clear plastic trays that straighten your teeth. Featheringham says that technology really took off about a decade ago.
It started to hit the tipping point that adults started to see other adults doing Invisalign treatment or doing treatment with some kind of clear aligners.
Invisalign is available through a doctor's office, but newer companies are selling braces directly to consumers. That practice has drawn some controversy and lawsuits. But Featheringham credits the enormous marketing budgets of companies like Smile Direct Club and Bite with bringing more interest to adult braces in general.
That did drive business into our offices because we were oftentimes the trusted source in the community for that.
For people like Sarah Bishop Stone, a 41-year-old who works in the arts in Philadelphia, aligners were the obvious choice.
I just, at this point in my adult life, like couldn't psychically go back to having braces.
Bishop Stone didn't initially want to fix her teeth again, but she had a lower tooth that was receding, and her dentist warned her that if she didn't treat it, it might change her face shape over time.
The idea of the like toothless crone with her face caved in really put the fear in me.
She says the few $1,000s she paid in installments were worth it to keep that image of herself at bay. I'm Laura Benshoff for Marketplace.